Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA, Tuesday afternoon. Yes, it is hot. We just had to make a command decision here at the Palatial Katz Family Estate. Julia just came home from school. Dave and Alfred, bus driver and manager in the back. I mean, I know they called a bus aide or a bus assistant, but Alfred's the guy who's got to control everything back there. Anyway, they just showed up. Julia got off, you know, and said hello to Julia's friend Cooper and all that other good stuff. But, you know, ordinarily we would just have her playing on the back deck for a little bit because she loves being outside. But we were just staying out there. It was just too hot. I hate to say it's just too hot, but we do have, Heidi was letting me know, you know, Heidi is our weather goddess. And she said, yeah, we got another week of that nice fall weather coming up. Now, I don't know if that's like when fall starts or sometime before that, but that apparently is in the offing. Also in the offing, 4:20 this afternoon, a pair of tickets to head on over to the Virginia Museum of History and Culture. But it's all about booze. Well, you know, we got to tie it together, right? It's a special event. It's called Virginia Distilled, presented by Virginia Spirits, an evening full of ways to celebrate Virginia Spirits Month. And they got more than 80 craft distilleries across the Commonwealth. So this is a pair of tickets to the Virginia Distilled Bourbon Sampling Event. Ah! You know my buddy Jerry wants to go. Germ, I don't want you to give preference to anybody, but I'm telling you, if my friend Jerry calls, you gotta help him. He's like the bourbon aficionado in Central Virginia. So it's $120 value for these two tickets, 4:20-ish this afternoon. Give you a chance to win those tickets. Bobby Kennedy, still speaking. Well, he'll speak. It's just the question of whether anybody is going to give him a platform. Tucker Carlson did. Bobby Kennedy sat down with Tucker Carlson, and I haven't finished it. I easily runs an hour, right? Is it more? That's probably more than that. I just kind of jumped into it a little bit. And he had something very interesting to say. He always has something very interesting to say. The times he's been on this program, he's had a lot of very interesting things to say. But he said, we're going through a political realignment, and Democrats simply do not trust the people. I got to tell you something. I think that's true. I think that's true. I think there's some old school Democrats, and you know, I don't like getting into all the label stuff, but you have to. There's some real old school Democrats. Guys, I'm going to point to them, our friend, Governor Doug Wilder. I know Governor Doug Wilder trusts the people. Every time that we chat with Governor Wilder on this program or off this program, he'll say, you know, it's the people. People have to make these decisions. You have to trust the people. Now, sometimes people make really bad decisions, like, you know, LeVar Stoney. But it's the people that have to decide. I think Governor Wilder, in many ways, is no longer the mainstream for that party. He just isn't. It is a hardcore socialist party, which in some cases might be okay, right? If you had a party and it was called the Socialist Party and you said, what do you believe in? They say socialism. Okay, thank you very much. I read the cover of your book. I'm not interested, but okay, I got it. Other countries have exactly that, right? There are other countries where the name of the political party is actually the name of the political position. Some places it gets a little twisted. Canada has the Liberal Party, which at this point has been propped up by the socialists up there, the New Democrat Party, for so long that it itself has become a real socialist party. If you go to Australia, very bizarre, the Liberal Party of Australia is actually the Conservative Party. Because when they talk about liberal, they mean classical liberal, where essentially the government sits on the sideline and says, hey, don't kill him. We're good. Thanks. Have a drink. I mean, that's the way they look at it. It is all about some degree of freedom. But I am going to remind you that these other places don't have our constitutional protections, Right? Our Constitution doesn't give us a single solitary right. It bothers people when I say it, but I got to tell you the truth. Our Constitution simply says, look, God gave you these rights. And we're simply pointing out that we're not going to bug you over these rights. Now, these other countries, it's not God that gives you anything. It's the government that gives you those rights. And anytime the government says, yeah, we're taking it back, well, we're taking it back. I don't want to live like that. I kind of like the way our system is set up. But boy, do I worry about what is going on. When the Bobby Kennedys of the world stand up and say things, and then members of his own family trash him and say he's a traitor, there's some real problems. The Kennedy family itself, if you take a look at the official faces of the Kennedy family, they've simply gone along with the party. They have put the party above the country. How sad is that? Bobby Kennedy has put his country above his party. He is calling out what so many of us have experienced over the years. Ronald Reagan spoke about it decades ago, that he didn't leave that party. The party left him. I'm going to be interested to hear what John Reed has tomorrow morning. I guess he's still traveling, right? He's still down there on the south side, the southwest Virginia, shaking hands and kissing babies. And maybe he's getting ready to really make it official that he's going to run for lieutenant governor. That would be pretty cool. But he did catch up with Dennis Quaid when he was out in Chicago, and that Reagan movie was debuting. So that'll be good. I'm going to look forward to that. But Bobby Kennedy is standing up, and he is putting his country first. There are not a lot of people that will do that, because you don't get money for that, right? You don't get power with that. If you're not in with the in crowd, in fact, you're calling out the in crowd, well, you're going to have some problems. I have tremendous admiration for Bobby Kennedy for what he's done. Doesn't mean I agree with him on everything. In fact, I think he is just flat out wrong in a lot of issues. But I think he's gutsy, and I think he's a patriot. You know who else I think is gutsy and a patriot? Tulsi Gabbard. Tulsi Gabbard has also now endorsed Donald Trump. Tulsi Gabbard is also a lifetime Democrat. Tulsi Gabbard, very popular elected Democrat. Tulsi Gabbard tried to get the Democrat Party's nomination for president. And Tulsi Gabbard is now putting her country above her party. Gutsy patriots. I think we're in that place. I don't want to say I never thought we'd be here, because I never really even thought about it. Isn't that crazy? But I never thought we'd be here. I never, ever thought we'd be here. Yeah. Let me quickly remind you about the Chronic Care of Richmond text line, 833-804. 1140-833.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
804-1140. I think some pretty good text coming in here that I got to share with you. Jeff, Chuck from Chester says, LeVar Stoney will just be moving on to other things, and unfortunately he's never ever going to have to answer for tearing down the statues unlawfully. And well after he's gone, the city of Richmond will still be trying to recover from him. Losing all those tourist dollars is just the start. Losing the second NASCAR race could possibly be the second effect. It's possible. Yeah. Yep. 804 says, just outrageous that foolish people on Monument Avenue are now complaining there's nothing special on the avenue now. Well, yeah. Well, what can I tell you? LeVar Stoney tore it all down. Is it still at the wastewater treatment site? That's where it was. I mean, he's removed our police statue as well. He removed that. That's being hidden somewhere. Glenwood Burley, you know, is a retired Richmond police officer, one of the finest human beings ever to walk God's green earth. And Glenwood Burley single-handedly has been fighting on behalf of erecting that statue, locating that statue, maintaining that statue. And now he wants to know where the hell it is and when are you putting it back? I know Glenwood would like it to be on the grounds of the state capitol. I don't think that's a bad idea. I guess, have to ask who within the state, who within the Commonwealth would say, okay, we're going to take a piece of state land and use it for this Richmond Police Memorial. I don't know. I don't know. There is already a public safety memorial. Like Terry Cole, the Secretary of Public Safety, will be out there doing some stuff. But I guess we'll see. 804 says, Jeff, the Democrats have abandoned the FDR coalition for the Hamas coalition. Yeah. Another 804. Jeff, Hollywood is canceling Larry David's TV wife. Are they canceling Cheryl Hines? I guess it's not unexpected. She's married to Bobby Kennedy, you know? Well, here's what I'm going to tell you. Perhaps her biggest mistake was that she just told me to go away. Yeah, I'm just saying. Between Cheryl Hines and Susanna Hoffs, my loyalties are split. It is 4:50, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.